Now, what was the big difference in the way the defense played the first quarter versus second half?
Just execution. You know, when you're playing a good team, they capitalize on your mistakes, and we just had too many mistakes early in the game.
What about Manziel? It just seems like the kid, he keeps plays alive. How tough is that for a defense?
Great player. That means you got to cover that much longer, and the pressure got to be that much better, so it's stress.
How tough was it to have someone try to simulate that in practice? Were they far away from simulating it in practice?
We actually had a DB simulating it, so we got a good look at practice. A quick guy.
You know, Coach said, we didn't come here for a moral victory. We came here to win a football game. Clearly, that's the way you guys went out there in the second half, was to get over the hump and get this win. It didn't work out for you guys, but going forward, what do you take out of this game?
Just playing 60 minutes. I mean, we played 60 minutes. We had our ups and downs, but overall, we played 60 minutes. And we got six games left, so it's just about rolling up our sleeves and leaving that game, this game in Shreveport.
You guys played a fantastic defense in the second half. Arnos stopped it with several downs, got a touchdown, big down there at the end zone. What was said at halftime that kind of changed all that attitude?
During the beginning of the game, they kind of just throwing stuff at you, but after a while, we got a feel for a few things, and we were able to capitalize on it.
Did you think when Manziel scored that long touchdown run, 52 minutes ago, that was it?
No, sir. Our thing is to play 60 minutes, and there was still time on the clock. So, you know.
Can you explain to us what it's like trying to see what happened in practice and the game you had tonight, and you guys see it 4 or 5 times a week? Especially
from
someone watching from the
side. Yeah, Q is definitely a great player, and I don't think we come across many receivers as good or better than him, and it's definitely helped us.
What are you gonna take away from this to start conference play now?
Just when you're playing better teams, you just gotta execute. I mean, they capitalize on your mistakes. You know, some teams, some games you can make a few mistakes and still get away with it, and some games you can't. So I'm definitely going to take away that, just try to do all the little things right.
You had 5 wins. This is your first loss. But did this team give you more than you had in the other 5 games?
We played some great teams with some great athletes, and I don't think they necessarily gave us more. Not really.
Just how tough is it? Put this aside now. You got the whole season now ahead of you as far as the WAC schedule. Is that going to be difficult to get back to work on Monday?
Not at all. Each Monday, actually, we start Sunday, so tomorrow is Idaho.
Today is
Idaho, so.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're gonna leave this loss in Shreveport.
Anything else? Jamel, when you saw Big Shaq get that pick six, how much did you love it for him?
Excuse me?
Whenever you saw Big Shaq get that pick six, how much did you love it for him?
I loved it. I loved every second of it. You know, Shaq is one of those guys. He's a skilled guy in his mind. So, you know, for him to get his hands on the ball and do that with it, that was pretty big right there.
All right. Thank you.
All right.